Okay. Welcome to North Logan City Library Board meeting. Today is April 10th.
Yes.
2025. In attendance is myself, Jen Albrecht.
Kathy Larson.
Liz Carr.
Trent Bateman.
Rachel Lanham.
Janine Happy.
Andrea Luckham.
Emily Schmidt.
Okay, thank you. I didn't print out the agenda. Would you mind pulling it up since I've got the audio on mine just from the email? I think we're just starting out with good news minutes. If anyone has anything that we didn't already talk about that we want to throw out there as good news.
I want to throw out that they totally helped my kid out the other day to get on the computer by herself when her mom did not want to help her. So
that's awesome.
So, and when Maya called and was like, hey, your daughter's here, blah, blah, blah. Like, I know that they were going to help her. And I felt really good about, like, sending her here, knowing she can walk here by herself and she will get
the support.
Yeah.
And that was really
That's awesome.
That's
really
good
great.
Training
That's
by
awesome.
The staff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, Trent.
Yeah.
That's great.
Good stuff.
Yes.
That's all right. There's not a lot of
that. So that was my good news minute.
Oh, that was this
one. Great. Does anyone else have another good news minute?
The library is looking really cool over there.
Yeah, the building's coming along.
The roof and
it's going faster than expected.
Is it going to be just by July?
Don't
hope before 2026.
That there's a potential that could actually happen. Like,
yeah,
here it is.
Find it.
On the agenda?
No, I think I'm okay without it. Liz, you've got the minutes from last month.
I vote to approve the March minutes.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Looks like it was unanimous. Okay, and then I think we've got a quick director's report from Trent.
Awesome. We'll do the budget first. Keep on passing along. It's really, we look at this every month. There's nothing really... It's different.
How did your one thing go?
I know. I did
budget.
Notice that. Yeah, don't worry. I did notice that none of you showed up.
I actually had it on my calendar. One of my kids was sick, and I was like,
no joke.
They're sick all the time.
No worries. It went really well.
I think
it was good.
I'm sorry. Trent kept it really nice and snappy, moved along. There was nothing to say.
Yeah. It was about 5 minutes long. Everything was not many questions.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. No, it was good. So at this point in the year, we're 75% through the year. So if you look down the second column, it just gives you the percent of budget. The only revenue line that's super behind is non-resident fee, but we didn't know what to expect with Logan opening back up. So we just kind of took it back a little bit. We might need to take that back a little bit more for the next year. But that's really the only one that's in question. And then on the expense side... they're all well within range. Library software, we always talk about that. That's front loaded. The building ground repair projects, that's the furnace being fixed multiple times. And so one day we won't have to pay for that. And I won't have to climb the ladder to turn on the heat.
Yeah, it's warm in here today.
Will that will be easier
problem,
now that
it's
we're
either
going
on
to
or it's off.
Yeah.
So it's either 90 degrees or it's nothing. It's like
so it's been off the last few days, but I'm like, okay, we crank on the AC, but it's supposed to cool down on Saturday and then it'll be freezing in here anyway.
So it's hard to figure.
Yeah. We need a heating and cooling system to maintain the accurate.
And that's getting fixed with the room, right? Okay.
I think that was the catalyst for all of this happening.
Once you sat in a city council meeting and watched grown men shivering in their coats because there's no heat, it was like, okay. We need to fix it.
I'm glad we have the meeting here.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you have questions on that, the thorn, that's the money from the friends. The way that's reported is confusing to me. We have money in that account. This is not a representation of what we've spent. I think there's still like $5,000 or $6,000 left for us to spend in that.
Why is it so like it doesn't, that is the one that has never added up to me.
So there's in the actual budget, there is a like that Google document.
Yeah.
There's a lower section that shows what's left in there, but it doesn't show up on this.
Oh, is it the miscellaneous deposits, the fundraising, or the restricted
cash?
No,
it's even below
it's
that.
Below? Okay.
Yeah. And so I frequently go talk to Scott and say, hey, are we good in this line? And we've had our budget request with the friends recently, and they gave us some money for like our programs and stuff, so there's more money going into it. So we usually request for the whole year, and they give us that money. Any questions on the budget?
isn't Friends having their meeting on
like
the
15th? Yeah, I loved that they sent that out. So it was sent out to the whole community.
And we can put it on the city's Facebook page as well. So it's just their open meeting. I don't think anybody's ever come.
It's on my calendar. So I'm going to see if I can.
Too?
Well, no, I just want to go to the meeting and see what they do.
Yeah, because they said it's open to...
Yeah, so that's kind of their big open meeting.
Is this their just annual, they do this every year, or is this like their monthly meeting?
This is just the monthly meeting, but this is the one that they send out notice for.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's just our typical monthly Friends of the Library meeting.
Okay.
Go there, take notes. I don't know what they're going to say.
I think it's on my calendar, too. Don't you remember what day it's on? I don't want to mess up my voice recording. I keep bugging you with your phone. I'm sorry.
It's like the Tuesday at 1 o'clock. That's just when they do it.
No, Tuesday at 1 is fine. 4?
Yeah, it's Tuesday at 1.
It's just...
And is it here?
This Tuesday.
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to that.
Yeah. This coming Tuesday?
Oh, no, I am. I'm doing
fine,
that.
Not four. I love that.
4
I think I already have that in my calendar, but I'll make sure when I'm done.
Our board meetings, like 1 or 2, because that's when people can do. And then we switched into the evenings, so it was easier for us to get more board members.
So. If we do need to switch, we can switch again, because I have a part of the reason that we moved.
I think
it's nice to have it in the... when people are not working, because it just encourages more.
Okay, you're totally fine. We're going to go over a few things. So we talked about the construction. It's mostly framed out. All the rooms are framed. They started putting up sheetrock today, I believe, just in that atrium area. The roof is all on. Les Olson's working on cabling for internet over there. We had to decide on where potentially we would ever want TVs to be in that building. And so, because they have to pull power to those areas, put the connections in the wall. So we set that up and the heights for all the TVs. And then we're just working on funding for new stacks and furniture and all that good stuff.
Okay, just the funding for the interior stuff.
Yeah, interior pieces that we're not
part of. And when you say working on funding, what does that mean?
So trying to figure out what the interior is going to look like. Mm-hmm. Kind of get some design ideas of like furniture, how that's going to match, stacks. And that comes with a hefty price tag.
Are the Friends of the Library helping with that at all? Or is Lisa personally helping with that with her experience in interior design?
She's a little bit. We're trying to decide if like that's something she wants to take on completely, or if we want to hire in like a commercial design.
Do we have like community design like contests? Like people submit ideas? Or is that a bad idea? Because then we get too much into it.
I feel like that would be a little overwhelming.
Yeah, so we're kind of working with Lisa and Mayor and just kind of trying to figure out what our best approach is for that.
Yeah. And then as far as fundraising, we had discussed some, like, concessions at different events. Is that something we're going
to
pursue?
Yeah, so I talked to Alan about that. We're still trying to figure out how it is best to make that happen and how that be for just the library.
Okay.
Because the Friends are doing their pickleball tournament for a fundraiser. But that is one that I brought up and it's being thought about.
Okay.
Doing concessions, because we talked about 4th of July, was it? Or Pioneer Day?
Both.
Probably.
And then the Pumpkin Walk, we talked about doing concessions for that, too.
And so would we just get a food truck, or have some other type of concessions?
Or something that we could put together, because we have a cotton candy machine here, we've got popcorn, we could do some things like that.
And I think we as a board, it'd be fun to staff that.
Yeah.
I think the Pumpkin Walk would be great for people standing in line.
Because isn't it weird to have to pay? Is that the piece that's challenging?
For?
If we had concessions, because like when people got the Jane Austen tickets, they had to do it kind of in a funny way.
So
is the concession still a problem that way?
No, that would be a problem because we can use like the Friends Venmo. It can go through the Friends.
Yeah.
They can bring cash.
Okay.
So we can go that direction with it.
Which would be far nicer.
It'd be a lot easier.
Yes.
Do we post the Venmo at just like events? Like, hey, donate.
So we'll bring, so we bring it with us. We don't want it like available all the time because then if people are just randomly donating money, we don't know what it was for and we can attach it to what event it was. So we'll like bring it out for people can search it and do it themselves. But we're working on like our donor wall that we're going to have in the new library.
With the leaves that you...
And so we created a form, a Google form that people fill out, you know, put their name on there, what they want their name to be on the fundraising wall. And then it has the Friends Venmo on there that they can scan or click a link to take it to make the donation. If they want to donate that way, they can also donate with cash or a check going to the city. But we're trying to make it as easy as possible to
We're trying to avoid cards.
It's going
to
be available.
Within the next month or two.
Okay.
So we're going to work on sending that out. And
end of the month was the goal.
I think, yeah.
Cool.
So everything is created. So now it's just going out in the newsletter. And once that goes out, we've got the brochure like 90% completed. Just a few little tweaks. So.
You can also put somebody else's name on there, which I think is really funny.
Yeah. So if you want to make a donation to somebody else's name...
Awesome. This
we
like,
all
why do I have six of these? Right.
Do you have
Z?
If you're doing it in somebody else's name, do you have something in plan if people make inappropriate requests?
Yeah, I think because we'll see.
Or you're just
going
to have to talk to them
and
be like, no.
Not
that I think it'll happen, but there's always something.
But now you've given me the
because how much is it to do it? It's
it
enough.
Ranges.
I was going to say, like, it's enough that I'm like, I'm not spending that money for a joke.
For a joke.
But I would put Liz's name on it just to be funny.
But you have certain prices
I would
for
love it
the
like,
leaves or a bird
Liz
or a flower.
The leaves and then the different sizes of birds.
Yeah.
So there's different levels that they can.
Yeah.
How much is like
your bird? Like, can you get a penguin, or do you have to get like a flamingo or something?
I think there's four standard bird sizes.
Okay.
They're supposed to be on like a tree with flights
like,
of learning.
So it's like the
oh,
the statue.
Yeah,
and,
so
and then a penguin.
Yeah.
The
kids book on the wall.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
A kiwi.
I'd be for
kiwi.
Our thing, we should have birds flying out. It would be amazing. Flying behind. Done.
Can you go update your
like
picture?
For the float.
No, for the float. We'll have them on those like boiny things.
Yes.
Okay,
I like
that.
They look like they're flying behind. It would be so cute. Okay, there we go. Oh, wait.
Or,
so
or
the
like, that, like the statue
out
there with
the
book and the...
So the brochure will go out to all
the
residents in the newsletter. So the brochure will be sent out with the newsletter.
Okay.
So everybody will get it and then we'll make that form live for people to see. We'll send it out on our email listservs and we'll start pushing it everywhere.
Okay. And then how long do people have to donate? Is there like a, you need it done in the next 6 months or you need it done in the next 6 weeks? Like, is there a
we haven't
time
decided
limit?
That. There will be plenty of time.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't decided an end date for that.
Okay.
Speaking of the newsletter, I really appreciate the change in format.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to read.
Yeah.
And it's
been really nice.
Yeah.
It's been, I'll let them know that you like that.
I like it too.
Last time we talked about program numbers and people not showing up.
Oh, yes.
So we put some wording on our Sign Up Genius forms that you need to call and cancel if you're not going to come. And it's actually been a lot better. There's still some that happens, but we're not having
it's
the same.
It's way
did
different.
Did you threaten the fine or
no.
just say...
We started with that. Hey, let us know. And most people have been good about that, so I think if we can just educate people...
Okay.
They
that
don't
works.
Want to take up a spot if they don't have to. They realize that somebody else can't come. They're like, cool, yeah.
If it does continue to be a problem, I like the idea that we've allowed ourselves the escalation
yes.
if we need to.
Yep. So we didn't go straight to the top. We're just working our way into it.
Because we're on
nice
a wait
guy.
List for an activity we really want to get into.
Which
so.
One?
My daughter wants to do the jewelry making.
Oh, the jewelry making
wait,
summer camp. My daughter.
Jewelry making.
It's a
at the
it's,
city one.
It's the rec one. My
oh,
daughter
yeah.
on
the yeah,
waitlist.
We're
too.
On the waitlist for that one
I'm
too.
So
they only had 10 people. They only spots for 10
spots.
People. The city
small.
One. And when we got on there, we were number 11 on the waitlist. I'm like, you have enough interest. Open up another class.
Well, see, and this is what I'm
city
wondering
person.
Though. I can't. Jesse only has so much room to do all this stuff.
Too bad, so sad.
Let's get this bad boy open.
Yeah.
Trent, get on it. Get this open this summer. Because Nora was so excited for that jewelry making class.
Yeah.
And it looked so fun.
I didn't realize, so I like tried to sign up, and I was having an issue with the thing, so I like did it the next day.
Oh,
so I'm probably way down on the list.
Sure.
Here's the thing, though. They only have 10.
So you just changed the verbiage.
Because I got on that night, and I think I'm like 12.
Because,
like, I am... I'm in the teens.
Mm-hmm.
You can look on the your receipt. It will tell you what number you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm in the teens, and I'm like, we could do this. Okay.
I
wonder.
I know. I'm gonna
go
take it off
before
I post it.
They
have
and they got like.
I mean, I posted
like,
it 2 days ago, actually.
So
you were
making this fun, and I was like,
it's fine.
It was such a cheap price, and if she likes it, I'm like, I'm happy to get you this stuff
so
to do it. You know what I mean? Because she is desperate to sell stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, also the wedding. Really fun. My kids went to the wedding.
Oh, the
mystery
murder mystery.
Mm-hmm. They won.
Oh.
They came home with all these treats. They were
it
there.
Wasn't rigged.
It wasn't rigged because they
they signed up on some, under somebody else's name.
They signed up under their own names. And they brought a friend.
That's cute.
Awesome. Cute.
It was cute. Okay.
other things, we have awesome volunteers right now, as you all know. I think we have 12 different volunteers that come every single week.
That's
some
awesome.
Some multiple days a week.
To help like with reshelving?
So
like,
help
what do they do?
They're helping with programs, prepping for programs. They'll come and just be another body at the programs to help kids with things.
Are they like teens or adults or both?
Mostly
or?
Adults.
Sweet.
We have somebody from CCID
helpful ones.
Coming to volunteer, kind of career shadow thing. I think we have 4 service missionaries.
Awesome.
For 4 hours a week. So we've really tried to push like getting more and more volunteers in, mm-hmm. and it's been awesome.
The only thing is you have to be over 16 to be a volunteer.
Yes.
If there's anyone that you think might be a good fit for the board, we can use another member, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
If they want to do that.
Because we have some people who might be interested in that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Wait, so you have about 12 volunteers coming weekly?
Yep.
That's cool.
That is really awesome.
And then we have a few programs coming up, the Star Wars party. It's a week from Friday, 2 weeks
from
Friday.
So I haven't. Is that usually pretty popular?
It's
is
really
that the
popular.
One where you have like the costume characters come in?
Yes.
And okay.
Yes.
I think
so
I
this
have
year's
that.
Tricky. We're doing 2 sessions, and there's only going to be 75 people allowed in each one, which I think we had almost 300 people last year. With not having the
meeting
room,
yeah.
We're like, we've got to cut that down and kind of split
Are
it
you
up.
Not doing it on May the 4th?
I don't know.
You can't do everything.
but the Cash Astronomical Society is going to come if it doesn't rain, and we talk in Greenville, and they're going to let us come set up over there since there's a nice
Oh, okay,
area.
Great.
Wait, what day is that on?
That is on the 27th. Hold on.
That's a Sunday.
No, it's not on the 27th. It is on the 25th.
That's a Friday. My anniversary is on the 26th. Actually, I'm
a secretly
genius.
Yeah,
I just
found out
today.
And then, lastly, we had our foundation meeting with Deloitte, with the friends, on Monday. It was a great meeting. Deloitte was really supportive of thinking of ways that we can make Libby better for our citizens. So we're trying to work through what that will look like.
Had you already gone through the extra budget that he gave you last
yeah,
year
so he
before
gave us
this meeting?
Last year, mm-hmm. and then I took what we were able to buy with this $10,000 and said, here's the impact it had on our community.
That's so awesome.
So we love that. So we're brainstorming ways that we can make that better for our citizens.
What, I mean, other than just putting more money towards it, like what are some of the.
I mean, that's really it.
Okay.
what money he'd be willing to donate to help.
And where it might go and things like that. Okay.
So with him, do you just tell him what you're doing with the resources he provides? Does he ever have ideas as well?
Yeah,
he
so we
promoted.
We tell him what we've done, like with all the money, can do a presentation, and then he has ideas of things he wants. So we're going to make an effort to make that work out with the Cash Refugee Immigrant Center and some of the other refugee organizations.
Oh, I love that.
And like making a connection to them and bringing them into the library. Not just saying, we've got stuff here for you, come do it. No, like we're going to go to them and say, hey, this
we
have
we can help
for
with things like this.
What do you want for programming? What would make sense for you for programs and kind of design some things around them? So that's kind of an initiative that he talked about in our meeting. And I was like, yeah, it's perfect for us as a library. We can make that happen.
Would they be required to purchase a library card? If they
Not
go?
Necessarily, no.
Okay.
So, and again, we're kind of feeling that out. We're going to try to get some meetings with those organizations and figure out how we can build some bridges between us and them.
Good.
So, that's how our meeting went. It was great.
Good.
That's what I've got for you.
Great. Thank you. All good things.
Yeah. All good things. All great things.
Let's keep moving. I love it.
Wait, so it's the Cash Immigrant Organization.
Yeah. We're going to look through. There's the English Learning Center.
Okay.
We're going to chat with them and ask them what other organizations might be willing to.
Do we have any bilingual staff members?
Not currently. Yes, we do. I lied. We do.
There's a couple. What languages? I mean,
Spanish.
Spanish would be one, but like, what is the? Is there another language?
So there, it's all over the place. There's an Afghan population up here. There's a Somali population just there by Thomas Edison.
Yeah, at North Park, I know that there's a couple of kids who came in the last couple months ago that are from Africa.
Yeah, so I think there might be some resources through those organizations that can help us with some of the language barriers too.
So we could approach a volunteer program with that too.
Yeah. I think some of our volunteers would speak other languages as well. And then we're going to look at bringing back a language platform. We haven't for a while. It wasn't being used a ton, but I was like, if we get that in place and have that as a resource.
What do you mean a language? I don't know what a language platform.
So languages or what's the other ones?
Something, a program that teaches.
Yeah, okay. Rosetta Stone.
Oh, okay.
Things like that. So bring that in so that patrons have access to that for free. And so they can learn the language from their language to English.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Brigham City has one that Elizabeth has kept because... But it's like, I don't know, like, the name is very unfamiliar.
Okay.
So she might be a good one to reach out. And if I talked to her before, I could just ask her what they use. I could actually just search that and send you that.
Okay. Because the state was working on that, and that still might happen. But
I think it will. It's just kind of paused. Right. But... Instead of, I don't know what, if it was UEN or what group had to kind of like pull out. So what Maria's was thinking is that like we would purchase it and then the libraries that are interested would just pay a small portion is the goal. So you wouldn't kind of be burdened with the whole cost, but it kind of evens things out, yeah.
And Mingo Languages was fairly affordable and I've had people complain saying they wish we still had it a few, but I think it was like $1,500 for a year. So if nobody uses it, that's a lot of money. But if people are going to use it, it's
a reasonable amount. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we have a section labeled bilingual books? I think in your children
they have a Spanish.
We have a Spanish section, and it has adult and juvenile books.
There's Spanish kits that you can check out from the state library too. Like Karen has like curated collections.
Oh, cool.
And so you would check the kit out and then you can send it up to patrons.
How long do you check out a kit from a library like that?
They just shifted over to a platform called KitKeeper, so I can look that up.
It's
right on the website, yeah. And there's other kits. There's like a backcountry something, so you like check out this kit for a program and it's like how to survive in, the wild. And there's a lot of kits.
Cool. Yeah, I think I'm going to need that one.
That's fun. That's fun.
I love that.
Oh,
I like that.
And that's all from the state library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we would just send it to North Logan, and and they're all a little bit different. Like some are, say Heidi wanted to do a program and you don't want to buy a expensive telescope. We have some pretty good ones at the state library and stuff like that.
Okay.
Do we send out our communications in Spanish and English?
We do not.
Do we have a need for that at this time? I just know Greenville sends all their stuff in Spanish and English. They have like, it's in English and then they have a Spanish link at the bottom. Because of
we are, Greenville is a Title I school, so there is a little bit of, we do have a huge need for it. I just didn't know if North Logan has
the same
need.
I don't know if North Logan has the same number.
I don't know. I'll look into that.
So the Gale databases, Gale databases, there's a, I'm going to check. but I bet Somali is probably, I'm going to say that wrong, so forgive me, I might have gotten the language incorrect. But there's a drop down for every single page, whether you're a kid, an adult, anything you search for in the Gale databases has, it's like 36 languages you can do like the entire page.
Wow.
So, and then, so of course, like at the library and with their library card, kids have access to the elementary school, middle school, all the databases.
Show them how to use that.
Yeah.
So each staff meeting, I'm having a staff member present on one of the Gale databases and teach the staff how to use it. So they learn how to use it and then they teach the staff. So we're just working through all of them so that then they can help teach people as they come in.
And how often are those monthly meetings?
They're monthly, yeah.
Okay.
Because there's some really cool...
Do you need board members to ever show up to, like, would there ever be a need for... Because you did have some people serve at the Christmas party, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
Is there ever a need where you would want them to show up again?
You're welcome to. I mean, there's not... It's pretty basic training stuff and just going over housekeeping stuff.
I'm wondering if there was ever a moment where you're like, oh, actually, I want them to, like...
Mm-hmm. If there ever is, just let us know. Yeah.
Lay down the law there.
More. I was wondering, though, because, like, last year we had started something, and I swear we did it about this time, where we did surveys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this that? And I wondered...
And they asked for, like, more of a relationship with
And that's what I was wondering.
We went to a staff meeting and, like, introduced ourselves and stuff, so...
I just know it's about the time of year they're going to be sending that survey out, correct, though? Because I thought we were doing that yearly. Or is that not, was I misunderstanding?
Is it been a year?
I
don't
know. Yeah. Do you remember when we sent that survey out? It was right before you were finished and I took over, so it was probably in May.
Were we just
in May that we did it?
Oh, yeah.
I just think for our next meeting, I think we should maybe put that on the agenda to talk about what questions we want on it. I don't know.
And that, so just a staff survey is what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. We did a really, and I think it'd be good because that will also help us because we're coming up to our...
Oh, we did it right before, that's when we did it, because we did
right
it right before
we transitioned and right before
The transition and before the director's report.
Evaluation.
Because we needed, we wanted to include that in the evaluation.
Yes.
So when the evaluation happens in...
June,
I think.
June, July. But are we
doing a main meeting? Because we talked about possibly not doing a main meeting because, like, a lot of us have a senior.
Well, if we need...
If we do adjust it.
I feel like, too, though... Because it's, like, the first... It's the earliest we can do it in May. I feel like the 8th...
Oh, the 8th's probably fine.
The 8th is not bad.
Yeah.
Because it's the second...
Okay.
It's,
if we need to do this survey, then we'll need to have a meeting in May.
I feel like the 8th isn't too bad.
Verified to do the same one we did before. If we like, I don't even remember all the questions that are on it. That's what I'm getting.
I can find.
You'd be willing to head up again this year and just do the survey?
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
And then that'd be great.
Yeah.
And it's just the staff survey.
But I would like to make it, I don't know, maybe if the word mandatory, but strongly encourage that it is critical that we get their feedback.
Okay.
It's all anonymous. You're not going to look at any of it.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever we can do, because it is really incredibly helpful for us to get that information.
Okay, I'll bring...
Thank you, Kathy.
I'll bring at least what we did last year, and we can look at it and decide.
See what we want to
tweak.
I'll put it on the agenda.
Look, we just added another meeting.
You're welcome.
Well, hopefully that's just an agenda item on the next
Trent
meeting.
Trent very kindly stayed for most of the city council meeting that he presented his budget at, which I thought was kind of him.
Yeah.
I said most.
I stayed till the end.
Oh, he'd stay till the end.
Did we get an award or like a button or something?
He should, but I got my silver rooster for serving for the city for 3 years. Did you know that's a thing?
I didn't know that.
Oh, it is, and let me tell you, best thing I've ever gotten.
Why did you get a rooster?
Is it like a button?
No,
it's like a little
3D printed silver rooster.
For reals rooster.
No, they didn't give me an animal.
Pretty sure they live long.
They gave me a real rooster that they spray painted silver. No, it's silver, and it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
That's funny.
I love it.
Wow.
I immediately put it on my shelf, and I was like, kids, look at it.
That's when I got my trophy with a pig on it.
Sometimes we're just like, no, I need this.
I sure will save whales.
I'm going to make a note to do that.
Yeah, that's everything.
I move to
close the meeting.
Close the meeting.
I second that.
No, I second
it. You can't second.
Oh, I second it.
Okay, great.
Right here. Translate.
All in favor.
Every single page.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you for coming, everyone.
Yeah.